ועל כן בפסח שצריך לסכן עוז טייבס ממוין, כדי להלויס את התפילה, ויש כנגד זה הוא עבודו המפסדס את התפילה, שהוא בכם עבודו זורו, therefore, on Pesach, when we're trying to be mesakin taivas momoin in order to elevate the tefillah, and we said that in opposition to that, we think that's mafsid tefillah is pegam avodah zorah, v'gam zeh tzrichim lesakin bePesach, and we also want to be mesakin pegam avodah zorah on Pesach, al kein yesh boi shnei yomim tovim. That's why there are two yontivs to Pesach. There's yom harishon, the first day, v'yom hachron, and the last day. Keneget tikin shnei habechinos now, because we're trying to be mesakin two bechinos, two issues. Shem tikin taivas momoin, number one, and number two, levatel ulachni avodah zorah shubekam avodah zorah. V'al kein yesh shnei yomim tovim ubemtza chol hamoed shumeurav umemutza bein hachol ben yontov. And so this is why there are two holidays. In other words, Pesach has two holidays, part A and part B, and in the middle you have chol hamoed, which is a mix, and it's an intermediate state between weekday and yontif. There are things that are forbidden on Chol HaMoed, work you're not allowed to do, and work that you are allowed to do. B'Shulchan Aruch. Ki kol halametes melochos nimshochem mizu amas hanochos ki yadua. Because as we've learned many times in the past, the 39 acts of work originate from the zuamas hanochosh, from the filth of the snake, from the snake's advice to Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. That's when Hashem issued the curse that you're going to have to struggle with work. Ve'ikar zuamas hanochosh u'bechinas sholosh avoydos hanal. And the main filth of the snake is in those three avoydos that Rabbeinu Zal says there. Shem bechinas avoydos zoro ve'giloy arayosh v'chiz domim. Shehem hu averos hachamurosh shebechol ha'Torah kula. Those are the strictest sins in the entire Torah. The only ones about which the Torah says, Yehoreg val yavor, that if a person is put to the test, they have to be prepared to die rather than to commit those three sins.
During
the weekdays, which are work days, when those three avoidos are active, and we have to struggle and work hard to be machnia those three, al kein yeshos kol halametes melochis. That's why we have the issue of work, going to work on those days, in order to do battle with these three avoidos, to try to correct these three things.
Ubeshabbos sheoz yisporedu kol poyalei oven.
Whereas on Shabbos, when the Torah tells us that the sitra achra separates itself from us, it leaves, it goes away,
v'nidche zu amas hanochosh,
the filth of the snake is removed, v'ein koyach le'elu ha'sholosh avoydos hanal, and these three avoydos are not active, avoydos zorah, gvilah ra'ayosh, shfichas domim, al kein oz betelin halametes melochos.
That's why the 39 acts of work are shut down on Shabbos. There is no work. Lo yisase kol melocha.
Ki elu hasholosh avoydos hanal nekroim b'shem avoydos.
Because Rav Moshe Zal says, those three things we see are called avoida.
Avoida zora. That's the word that Rabbeinu Zal uses for them in Likut Imran. He calls them three types of avoidos that are mafsid tefillah.
V'alkein mehem nimshochim kol hayegiyos shel kol ha'avoidos shem kol halametes melochos shodem tzorach la'avoid v'litroyach b'sheishes me'amaisa.
And this is why it's from them, from these three avoidos, that come all the struggle of the work, of the 39 acts of work that people have to work and struggle during the 6 days of the week.
Bechinas, as the pasuk says, sheishes yomim ta'avoid.
That's the word, avoida.
V'zeh b'chinas golus Mitzrayim. And that's synonymous with golus, especially the golus of Egypt.
B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'ya'avidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forech.
The Egyptians imposed avoida, their avoida, this hard labor, this porech.
De'aleim ne'mar tichbad hu avoida.
It's about the hard labor that the Jews had to do in Mitzrayim, that Paro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want me to release them? You want vacation? Just the opposite. Tichbad hu avoida.
The work is going to be made much harder now.
Ki heim bechinas koved moro tchoil. Because these three avoidos correspond to three parts of the body that are associated with the Bechina of Din, the Sitra Achra, which are the liver, the gall, and the spleen. We know that the liver, the Gemara says, is kuloi dam. The liver is wall-to-wall blood, red. The gall, we use the term bitter. It's called mara, bitter. Bitter like gall, you know. That's the term that's associated with that. And the spleen is the part of the body that repairs damaged red blood cells. So the spleen, again, is all red. Red blood, bechinas din, bechinas sitra achra. These three, koved, morot, choil, correspond to those three avoidos that we spoke about, that are mafsid tefila. Shein bechinas avoidos zoro ve'gilu arayis ha'shvichas domim, kimavura betikunim, as the tikune zoyar explains and shows the connections. Ayin shom mashikosov, look in the tikune zoyar to see that it says there, kad golas, Bakoved, when they are exiled in the liver, through the liver, Itmar, the Pasuk says, Tichbad hu avoida. The word that Paro used when he wanted to say that I'm going to make the work much harder, he used the word Tichbad. Koved means heavy, hard labor, and the word Koved is the liver, which in Yiddish is called labor. The Yiddish word for liver. Interesting. Everything is Menashemayim. Maybe I'll take this opportunity to put this on tape. I don't want to forget this myself because I just heard this like 2 days ago. I don't think I ever heard this in my life about the language Yiddish. There are many people who have all kinds of things to say about it. There are people that tell you that Yiddish is a holy language, etc., etc. There are people that say that that's ridiculous. It's German. It's Germanic languages. It's garbage. It's goyish. You know, Lashon Kodesh is Hebrew, Ivrit, you know, etc., etc. There's all kinds of opinions in Klal Yisrael. I just heard recently that there's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was a major, major respected poisek in Hungary, in Shulchan Aruch. He's one of the major poiskim that are accepted, you know, by a large portion of Klal Yisrael in his Psak Halacha. And the Chassam Sofer says in one place that the Yiddish language will not leave Klal Yisrael until Bias Moshiach. You know, and he refers to it as a language of the Yidden. You know, there's a kedusha there. There's a significance there that this is the language that the tzaddikim have used, you know, and that the frum world has used, you know, for hundreds of years, originating in European countries. Ubiyamim toivim she'oz hu zecher litzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, on the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, when we commemorate leaving Mitzrayim, going out of the Golus Mitzrayim, the Oz Nidchen Elo Asholosh Avoidos. That's when we reject, we eliminate these three Avoidos, the Alkein Oz Betelen HaMalochos. That's why we don't work on Yontif, because Malocha, which is associated with Zuamas HaNochosh, which is associated with these three Avoidos, goes away on Yontif. However, on Pesach, we need two parts of Yontif, the first days and the last days, in order to correct the two Bechinois. Dehainu, lesakin taivas mamoin. Number one, to be mesakin taivas mamoin. Ulahachnia ulavatel hoavoideroshi pigam avoidezoro. And to be mesakin, the second thing that Rabbeinu Zal said over there, the corresponding item in the other set, which is avodah zarah. Even though tivus moment and avodah zarah are very much connected, but they're still referred to as two major items. V'alkein, yesh boi shnei yomim toivim, yom harishon ve'yom hashvi. That's why the Torah speaks about the first day of Pesach, bayoyim harishon, mikra kodesh, etc., and bayoyim hashvi, mikra kodesh. And in the middle, there's this intermediate time, Chalamoid. Machmashadayin loy nestakein b'shleimus v'loy nidche legamri yohavoidan al shi neged ha-tikin shel tavis momo in shoyskin b'pesach. Because we have not yet made the tikin completely, and we haven't corrected completely and eliminated the avoida of avoida zoro, which corresponds to the tikin of tavis momo in which we're involved in on Pesach. V'chein b'sukkos, sh'oiskin l'sakein sh'tei taivos. And also on Sukkos, when we're involved in being mesakein two things. Remember, there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal presents it as two sets. There's a set of taivos rois, which are taivos momoin, Taivas Achila, Taivas Noshim, that's set A. There's set B, which is Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. Rav Nosson Zal showed us the correspondence between them, how they match up, but they're still two. They're still set A and set B. And that's why he's explaining now why we need two parts of Yantiv, two parts to Pesach, two parts of Sukkos. V'chein b'sukkos, sho'iskin l'sakin shtei taivois, achila. On Sukkos, we're involved in correcting two taivois. One is achila, u'kenegdo hi ho'avoida shel bizui anoshim. And corresponding to that from set B is the issue of insulting people. V'alkein yesh boi gamkein shnei yomim toivim. That's why also Sukkos is made up of two sections, keneged shnei b'chino esanal, corresponding to the two issues that we're addressing on Sukkos. Tikkun taivas achila and the tikkun of being mevaze people. U'be'emtza hu chol hamoed, and in between you have chol hamoed. And again, the chol hamoed is to show us that on day one we didn't finish the job yet. Even though we have Yontif and we're making a certain tikkun, because we didn't finish the tikkun, there's still some malacha around. On the seventh day of Yontif, that's when we're going to take the baseball bat and hit the home run. That's when we're going to finish the job. So on Pesach, it's a three-step procedure. Yontif, Chol HaMoed, Yontif. On Sukkot, the same thing. Aval b'Shavuos, she'oiskim oz l'sakein taivas ha-mishgol, whereas on Shavuos, when we're involved in correcting the issue of Tikkun HaBris, v'ho avoida shekenegdo hu pegam gilui arayos, and the corresponding item in set B for that is called gilui arayos, nimtzo sheshneim echod. So Rav Nosson Zal says, those two are mamish identical. Those two are one. Dahainu lehi notzel mi pegam niuf, to be zeche, to be saved from chas v'shon illicit relationships and everything, v'lizkois l'tikkun habris, and to be zeche to tikkun habris, those are mamish one and the same. Al kein shavuos hu yoim echad. That's why shavuos is a one-day holiday. V'al kein ein boi chol hamoed. That's why there's no chol hamoed. Me'achar shehu avoida ro, shehu keneged hatikun, hu b'china achas im hatikun kanal. Because the avoida ro of gilui arayos, which corresponds to the Tikkun, which is Tikkun HaBris, those are mamish one. It's one bechina. Al kein nigmar hatikkun b'yom echad. That's why that tikkun is accomplished in one day, the one day of Shavuos. Ve'ein boi chol hamoed. There is no chol hamoed. Ki bepesach v'sukkos hatikkun shel hataiva shetzrich nesakin oz upegam hu avoida shekenekto heim shnei dvorim. Because when it came to Pesach and Sukkos, the tikkun of Taivas Momoin and Avodah Zorah of Pesach, or the tikkun of Taivas Achila and the issue of insulting people, are two things. There are similarities, they're connected, but they're still two things. Rak Shehim Tluyim Zebozeh, just that they're connected. Kegoyim bePesach, hatikkun hu l'sakein Taivas Momoin. On Pesach, the tikkun of Pesach is for a Jew to correct his Taivas Momoin. V'hu avoida shekenegdo hu avoida zora. And the corresponding avoida in Sitra Achra is avoida zora. V'chein b'sukkos kanal, and so too in Sukkos. Aval b'shavuos, shehatikkun hu tikkun hu habris. V'hu avoida shekenegdo hu pegam habris, sheshneim echod mamish, al kein hakoel nasa b'yom echod. Whereas on Shavuos, where the tikkun is tikkun habris, the avoida, the corresponding avoida is gilui arayos, which is pegam habris, those are one, and therefore the tikkun is done in one day. V'al kein ein boi chol hamoed, there's no chol hamoed. V'oid yesh boi dvorim begoy u'tzrichim bir. Rav Nosson Zal says there's more to say about this. There's more depth to this, which requires clarification. V'al kein b'shmini atzeres she'oz nigmar hatikun levatel havoide shel bizui anoshim kanam, and that's why on shmini atzeres, which is like the cherry on top of the Yontif of Sukkos, that's when we really, really finish the whole avoid of Sukkos, which was to correct the issue of insulting people. Al kein oz hakoil oilin el hatoira. This is why one of the main highlights of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is what? That we show respect to everybody. We invite everybody to get an aliyah to the Torah. Ki ein kovoid ela Torah, because the highest kovoid in Yiddishkeit is inviting somebody to the Torah. As we say, Hakol Hovu Goydel Olekenu Usnu Kovoid La Torah Koyin Karav Yamoid. Levi, you know, we say give Kovoid to the Torah, because if you give Kovoid to the Torah, then you get Kovoid. That's the highest Kovoid in the world. Ubozeh Shekoyrin Hakol La Torah, by inviting everybody to the Torah, by doing that, we show that we've corrected completely the issue of insulting or embarrassing people. We don't insult or embarrass anybody. We're showing respect to every single member of Klal Yisrael. The Koyren HaKoyla LaTorah, we're inviting everybody to the Sefer Torah. Sheshom Iker HaKovoid. That's the greatest Kovoid. Ki Ein Kovoid El HaTorah, like the Gemara says, that the only real Kovoid is Torah. Ki be'emes sukein, because that's the real truth, Rab Nosanel says. Shekol echod ve'echod mi Yisroel afilu apochesh v'b'chusim, yesh lo yichelik ba'toyra. Each and every single yid, even the smallest one, the lowest one, has a portion in the Torah. He has a letter in the Torah. The Osir levazoisoy, and that's why you're not allowed to insult or embarrass any Jew. Utzrichen lekarev hakoil el haTorah v'avoida, and we're supposed to bring everybody close, everybody, to Torah and to serving Hashem. Sheshom ikra kovoid. That's where the real kovoid is, in serving Hashem and in Torah. Baruch Hashem.